So welcome, Michelle, and good evening, everybody. I think I should begin with a warning. The last time I stood in front of the Playhouse window with the sun pouring behind me was my groom's speech at our wedding 36 years ago. That's not the warning. Our photos show me speaking with the sun pouring in, and then they show pitch black outside with me still speaking. In my groom's speech, we actually had an intermission. So you can do that for dessert if you wish. I might be a tad offended if you leave and don't come back. But let's see how we go. It's nice to come to Normand again. Last time we came, the reception in the hotel took one look at me and they assigned us the disabled room. So we toddled around with all these rails in the rather spacious room to hang on to, and in the bathroom there were rails right around all the walls. So this is different. We've got an ordinary room. I think I'm getting younger. I need to be getting younger. There's lots of work left to do. So we'll see what is outside, if you can see anything by the time I finish. Now, you might think, what's Michelle doing inviting this guy who's got nothing to do with our sector to come and talk to us as she lost her marbles? Well, I say to you, after yesterday, anything is possible. We got home late last night, as we often do, from school, and the TV wouldn't work and the clock had stopped. I think it stopped at exactly the hour at which the election was called. So anything can happen these days. That's the new normal. So I'm trying to trump some of your thinking. Let's see how we go. Let me tell you a little bit about what brings Kate and I here. We were members of the Parent Association in a Christian parent-controlled school when our children were at school. I have had a diversity of experiences, really. I've been principal of four schools over 26 years. A government school, a mid-range inter-denominational Christian school, mid-range in terms of fees, and concurrently an Anglican school, which charges $30,000 a year in year 12, and an Aboriginal school. I'm principal of both those schools at the moment, and the Aboriginal school charges nothing. And we have to acquire around 45 full scholarships every year by banging on doors asking for money. My school is the quintessential Anglican school in Sydney, and you'll appreciate, I think, that the Sydney Anglican Diocese is evangelical. It's the most evangelical Anglican diocese in the world. The school is in the same building as Anglican head office. The Archbishop is two floors below me. But that gives him a chance to bang on the ceiling with his bishop's mitre. One bang means get down here now. Two bangs means you're fired. Haven't had the tea yet. He does actually have my direct line in my